It's now time for The Sit Down with Don Tony.
The Sit Down, where Don Tony talks one-on-one with his followers.
What are you looking at?
About the world of pro wrestling, pop culture, and so much more.
The Sit Down with Don Tony.
And now, your host, Don Tony.
I am ready for the 4th of July. Good evening, everybody. Yes, I told you I was going to look for them. I found them. I got my Max Dupree glasses ready. And when I go to that barbecue tomorrow, right in my mother's ear, I said I wanted a hot dog. I don't think you understood me correctly. I said I wanted a hot dog, no bread. I'm going to go up to every person. Now, if I'm ballsy enough, I'll record it and I'll do selfies. Something tells me if I go up to my dad and said, Father, I said I did not want ketchup on my... slap me right in the head. I got my Max Dupree glasses. Don't ask me where I got them. Long story, but when I saw Max Dupree wear these, I had to find them, so we did tonight's show. How's everybody doing? Extended holiday weekend for us here in the United States. Tomorrow is the 4th of July. A few of you asked me if I'm going to be doing a show tomorrow, and the answer is, yeah, I think so. Last year, I simulcasted live fireworks by my parents' beach house, but I believe that was a Sunday. Tomorrow is Raw, and we have the build to SummerSlam immediately because SummerSlam is only 3 weeks away. So we're going to have some important developments with SummerSlam tomorrow. So it looks like that I will be bypassing fireworks for this year, but I'll be up here. You know I'm not wearing this for the whole show. We have to put on regular glasses. There ain't no way. That's a little much. Should I keep the red glasses on? Because I could actually see with them. How I got these is that my mother bought them a while back, and they were too strong for her eyesight. She couldn't return it because she lost the receipt. So I said, I'll take them, and I kept them in my apartment, figuring that, you know, nobody's going to see me wearing them. And do this show with the red glasses. Yeah, let's keep the red glasses on. All right. So check it out. It's 4th of July weekend. I kid you not, I have nothing in front of me as far as research for tonight's show. I have the list of topics that I want to get into, but everything is going to be from here, and all of you that want to input some questions as we do this show. This show will be quicker than usual. But don't forget, we'll be back here tomorrow night, and we'll do your normal Raw recap and then some. I will tell you, you know, the fallout from Money in the Bank yesterday, couple of things. I know quite a few of you have said this already, and I kind of agree. You know, it's not too often that you have two babyface women's champions on WWE programming. Enjoy it while it lasts, because I truthfully don't know how long Liv Morgan's reign is going to be. And please do not misconstrue what I'm saying. I am no way crapping on what went down yesterday. I am very happy for her. I mean, I remember all those discussions about Liv Morgan over the last couple of years. And here's something that I think a lot of you will remember. Do you remember a couple of years ago? And the comparisons were Liv Morgan and Dana Brooke. Like, they seemed to be on the same level. Then the comparisons were Liv Morgan and Alexa Bliss. And Alexa Bliss, you know, let's be honest, she's not the greatest wrestler on the women's roster, but she's got a character, she's got a personality, she's got a connection with the fans, she's got a doll. You know, hell, look. I have three of these motherfuckers in my house. One I kept for myself. Why am I playing with her hair? And two, we'll give away in the future. But people are saying, like, why is she still walking around with the doll? As the great Mel Brooks once said, merchandising, merchandising. All the little kids that tune into Raw, hey, I want a Lily doll, especially that they're on clearance. I will say, though, and I only have one, but the biggest mistake was WWE making that Charlie doll. That Charlotte Flair ripoff. I don't have it handy, but that was just a huge mistake on their part. That shit went on clearance almost immediately. First of all, Charlotte Flair is a major heel. Second of all, Charlotte Flair was off TV right after the doll came out, and nobody really wanted to buy it. So Rams fan says that I need a yogurt doll. No bullshit. I have it in the other room. I'd run in there and get it, but I'm wearing boxer shorts right now. I never do the show nude from the waist down, but I have boxer shorts on. And I do not want to take the chance of getting up, but I have an empty yogurt container on my table. And so I ate yogurt right before it went live. And that kind of is a big mistake because a long time ago, true story, and you know what? If anyone out there that ever wants a live stream, podcast, anything. This is a legit piece of advice for any of you out there, even those that are doing shows already. Here's a piece of advice, no joke. Never have anything dairy right before you live stream or do any type of recording. A couple of years ago, I was getting ready to do a show with Mish, and I just kept going. You hear some others, Jim Cornette, I think, has something with his esophagus. I'm not saying that it's any illness or anything, but sometimes you get a little acid reflux, or he might be enjoying some sugary beverages or dairy right before he does the show. And I was doing it, and Mish said to me, he says, what's wrong? I said, nothing. Why? He's like, you just eat dairy? I'm like, yeah, I just had some keto ice cream. He's like, never have dairy right before you do a show. And sure enough, I look it up, and it's because the lubrication, the phlegm, all that stuff. So I would say at least wait an hour before you have any type of sugary items or dairy, cheese, ice cream, yogurt, anything like that. I snuck one, and now look, it's kind of like jinxing me. Yes, props. Nasty for you. Yesterday, after Money in the Bank went off the air, right before I went off the air, a few of you told me that King Corbin, Happy Corbin, Baron Corbin, the man with three names already, he came out, confronted Pat McAfee, attacked Pat McAfee. SummerSlam match is set. So right after Money in the Bank was over, it's not, oh, great show. I'm going to go shit, shower, shave, and go to the hotel room. No, the McMahons and Pat McAfee went right to the UFC event. And give Pat McAfee credit. That son of a bitch is probably going to wear the neck brace on his podcast, whether it's Monday or Tuesday. I don't know if he's doing one Monday. But I love shit like that. I love when people continue a storyline or something visual outside of wrestling. That's why, as much as I used to dislike Matt Cardona, and man, have I done a 180 on him. I enjoy his work now. You know, when he was walking around, you know, with the cast, with crutches, or he's being wheeled around. Or remember, if you want to go a little bit further back, we've brought this up many times, Shawn Michaels, the feud with JBL, where we did an autograph signing here in Queens, New York. Shawn Michaels was the guest. And I sold a bunch of autographs online for Shawn Michaels. And when he showed up, he had the freaking eye patch on. Shit like that. I love it. John Moxley. While he was in AEW, he went to Japan, kept the eye patch on. I love shit like that. Shows you that you do respect wrestling a little bit more than the average person. That's why the Bellas used to really annoy me. Do you remember that storyline? And a lot of you that may have never realized this, you go back and you do research and you'll see it. You remember that infamous week where the Bellas were feuding with each other and Brie is like, Nikki, stop. And Nikki's like, I wish you would have died in a womb. You're not my sister. I hate you. I wish you would have died in a womb. Stop, Nikki. Stop. 3 days later, they were spotted by paparazzi in a California restaurant. And they're like, hey, can we take your pictures? Fuck you. Fuck you. Total disrespect. Total disrespect. How do you like John Laurinaitis now, daddy-o? Well, he hasn't been proven of anything. Oh, speaking of pigs in a blanket. Oh, my God. I almost want to open up with this just for the hell of it. It's going to be an epic fail, but it's the 4th of July weekend. I don't give a shit. Did you hear about Joey Ryan? Joey Ryan was spotted in California working for Disneyland, the Jungle Cruise. Somebody spotted him. That is Joey Ryan, my friends. Look at the women, the babes, the girls. And Joey Ryan is like, no, I'm going to sex addict classes. I'm just going to look at the palm tree straight ahead. And this went viral. This went viral. People started complaining to Disneyland. See, I always mix up Disneyland and Disney World. Disney World is Florida. Disneyland is California. But they spotted him, and they started complaining to Disney. You have someone that's been accused of a lot of sexual assault. And Disney said, oh, no, you ain't working for us anymore, my friend. I have video of the actual job that Joey Ryan was doing there. And I'm going to share about 2 or 3 minutes of it with you in a moment. But we got a little swerve here because I saw somebody came in with a question, a super chat about Joey Ryan. And this is from Lascelles. He says, happy 4th DT to you and your fam. Quick question. Since you're bringing up Joey Ryan and Disney tonight, I'm assuming, do you think he should have been fired? He hasn't committed any crimes that we're aware of. Look, that is a reasonable question to ask. You know, I look at it like this. It was not, more than a year ago that this man went public with this huge apology and said that he is going to classes for being a sex addict, that, you know, women was his vice. You know, when I used to have an addiction to food, and trust me, there's been days that, you know, I kind of still wish it was around. You know, food was my comfort. For Joey Ryan, women was his comfort. The disturbing thing about this is, you know, I have always said this, and it rubs some people the wrong way, but look, I express how I feel, and I hope people respect that I'm brutally honest with what I say. He turned into the Jersey Shore. Is Joey Ryan any different than a piece of shit that's on Jersey Shore? Honestly, when I went to clubs in the 90s, hey, how you doing? Hey, can I buy you a drink? Hey, yeah, I got all this stuff. And yeah, I have a modeling agency. You want to go back to my apartment? We'll talk about it. And then he gets a little bit of suki-suki next week at the bar.
Hey, you don't own an apartment. You don't own a modeling agency. You were staying by your grandma's house who's away in Atlantic City.
Nah, what are you talking about, you stupid fucking rat? Get the fuck out of here. Hey, how you doing? Hey, come here. Want to go take a ride in my vet?
You got a Chevette, not a Corvette.
Shut the fuck up. What is so different about Joey Ryan? He made the women hear what they want to hear. He was a lonely guy. They were lonely women. Hey, you know, we're going through so much. Look at all the horrible stuff in the world. You want to make out? Did anybody say that Joey Ryan raped them, had sex against their will, drugged them and does that? I don't know. I wasn't there. But to me, coming from the Northeast, growing up in the 80s, too young, snuck into clubs in the 80s, 90s to around 2000, then clubs were
too much for me. Joey Ryan is nothing but a Jersey Shore jerk off. So the question is, should a Jersey Shore jerk off work for Disney? I would say it's fine, but here's the problem. If Joey Ryan in his head thinks he committed no crimes, and we have found he's committed no crimes, his crime is being a chauvinistic pig. Why would you go to sex addict classes? Why would you go to it? If you committed no crimes and you found lowly, if someone is married 12 times, if someone goes back in the day in the newspapers for the lonely section, you have Tinder, you go on Tinder and every week and you do this and you do it 100, 200 times. And all the women feel, I've been used and abused. Well, why did you go with him in the first place? Because he promised that he would cherish me forever. You're the one that fell for it. Why would he have to go to sex addict classes? Why would he have to stop? That's why I always felt when he said he had to go to like some addiction class, I always felt that that was just to garner sympathy. Because let me tell you something, everybody. Me, unfortunately, I've never had the luxury of being a ladies' man. But I can tell you when my testosterone used to be at 900, if I could get laid in a club every single week, I'd get laid in a club every single week. Would I lie? Maybe. Would I exaggerate a little bit? Yeah, I'd take a $100 bill. And hey, you want a drink? I take out a $100 bill. But they don't realize that the $100 bill is on top of like 16 ones. You know, I mean, nobody's doing anything against their will. So the question is, should he be fired? Well, here's why I think Joey Ryan should be fired. Because there's a code of conduct with Disney. And there's codes of conduct with many employers. Would a grocery store fire Joey Ryan? Probably not. Would a real estate fire Joey Ryan? Maybe. Because you're creating an uncomfortable environment. Not only that, if you go back and you look at this photo again, I mean, look at Joey Ryan is around. I mean, you're in a summer weather. It never rains. And you got girls wearing next to nothing. And this guy deep down inside feels he has done nothing wrong. He just loves women. He is the hick Wilt Chamberlain of pro wrestling. Why would he not be physically attracted to that? You got to be a little bit concerned if you're Disney. This is someone who manipulates, and he's an addict, as he says, to sex. What happens if he's on the Jungle Cruise and there's only like two or three girls on there? And he's like, see that cave over there? Hey, you want to stop? You want a little bit of a different view? I'm not saying he would ever do that, but you don't think that someone is capable of doing that? I would not want someone who has been accused of sexual assault by multiple women, although never found guilty. I wouldn't want that person around my daughter, my wife, you know, my nieces. Hell no. If he wants to work, let him work in the computer office. Let him be in the booth somewhere else. Let him take the let him dress up as fucking the guy from Toy Story. No, Buzz Lightyear. Let him be Buzz Lightyear. See, even if he does try to grab somebody's ass, the hand is metallic. It doesn't bend. He could be like this, and it doesn't go nowhere. So, you want to see the ride, my friends? This is the ride that he was hosting. He was the cast member doing Jungle Cruise rides. Basically, it's a boat that goes through different areas. You see monkeys, you see gorillas, you see elephants. And I got a little video. And yes, this will be an epic fail. But Jorge Mejia, welcome to the family, my friend. Jorge Mejia. All right. Could you imagine Joey? Imagine if your daughter, your niece, is on one of these boat rides and you got Joey Ryan emceeing. Could you picture it now? Now, unfortunately for this boat, nobody on this boat seems to be in Joey Ryan territory. But picture Joey Ryan, MC in this boat, and Joey Ryan, now he's got, now remember, he's got all these hot babes. They're on his boat. Yes, everyone, they were on his fucking boat. He didn't do anything. Let's make that clear. He wasn't inappropriate. But just imagine what was going through that guy's mind with these women on the boat. Is it a crime? I don't know. But just imagine this. Those girls on the boat. Oh, now we approach the elephants. Look, ladies, the elephants, look at that long, hard trunk. Look at those hard trunks, and look, they're squirting out water. Look at that. Oh, yeah. In fact, let's do that in slow motion. Oh, look at that. The elephants, they're happy. Those long, hard trunks gushing this liquid, this warm, beautiful liquid. Oh, want to make out? I don't think so. Well, if that didn't help, let's go check out the monkey. Oh, yeah. Let's check out the monkeys. Look, the whatever those things are. Look, and here comes the monkeys. The gorillas. Hey, speaking of gorillas, I wrestled a pro wrestling gorilla. In fact, that gorilla looks like some rat that I kind of like made out with one time. Look at those gorillas. Ooh, look at the big, strong bodies. Those beautiful looking gorillas. Oh, my God. Oh, look at that. Oh, just look at that. Just gives me back to my days of pro wrestling gorilla and being around all these ugly, gigantic gorillas. Want to make out? Ooh, look, there's a cave. Would you like to get a better view of that cave? Tell me you wouldn't be creeped the fuck out if Joey Ryan was your MC. And, oh, here's the best part. Here's the best part. And just imagine if Joey Ryan was on that land with those girls. He could cosplay. Hey, do you want to be like one of these people that I'm going to pretend I'm the gorilla and you're going to be, I don't know, just somebody on a desert island and you're going to run up this totem pole. That's me with my stiff horn and that's all of you climbing up the pole. Look, that is you up top. Oh, let's look at this closely. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Oh, up and down, up and down, up and down. Yes, I edited it and made it look like, oh, look, yeah. Yeah, that could be you. You. You get a free park pass with your visit. Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, yeah. Come on. You're going to actually have Joey Ryan be the fuck out of here. Some people are a little creeped out at me. No. I don't get into that. You want him in Disney? Look, that's the price of being a chauvinistic pig, especially amongst women pro wrestlers. You could take Me Too, even if there wasn't a Me Too. He is a chauvinistic pig. Look, there have been other wrestlers over the years. I'm not going to name names. But there are some very famous wrestlers over the years who were worse than Joey Ryan. Worse. Because you'd have these giant drug parties that everybody is just totally getting wasted beyond belief. And, you know, imagine, you know, fooling around with someone who is completely wasted, zooted out on drugs. Now, that was their choice. It's not like they were forced to take anything. But imagine how some of those people felt the next day when there's a hangover and then they realize, oh, my God, what the hell did I do the day before? So, you know, kind of makes Joey Ryan look a little bit watered down. But I wouldn't have him working for me. Hell no. Disney has a pretty strict code of conduct, especially with family. You know, if I would have seen a different picture and there was old ladies in this picture, or at least a couple of testicles in this picture that wasn't Mr. Ryan's, I might feel a little bit different about the situation. But I could just imagine him on these rides and in the back of his mind, because, you know, of his addiction to women. That's kind of creepy, man. No. Get the fuck out of here. Sausage. Yeah, there was some sausage last week. We talked about it briefly yesterday morning. I saw all these exclusive news reports yesterday. Hey, pay for my subscription. Pay for my show. We got exclusive updates on Bayley. Then you check it out. Bayley is returning to the ring. Yeah. She just posted a video of her at the Performance Center. Yeah, no shit. So there's a lot of sausage. By the way, more sausage. WWE. Our sources tell us WWE is planning a 20-year celebration, in fact, for Rey Mysterio. I think it's July 25th, 2002. He made his debut taking on Chavito. So that's sausage. Sausage is when something is not news, it's just common sense. You know, or you just make up something. Like, look, I appreciate Dave Meltzer, but I read today that Dave Meltzer says that the vibe in the locker room yesterday is that nobody is talking about Sasha Banks anymore. Do you think he talked to everybody in the locker room yesterday with his appreciation for AEW as hard as it is? Do you think he talked to many people in WWE yesterday? You think Sasha Banks is no longer a topic whatsoever? The fuck out of here. Seriously. Got a little feedback from Mr. Ryan. Things change. 12, he needs a job with little to no human, particularly women contact. Maybe a remote job. Yeah, look. I mean, again, he hasn't committed any crimes. But would I hire a former alcoholic for my bar? Seriously. I mean, you really think about it, that temptation, especially the hot summer day, and especially that, you know, you got water rides there. I mean, can you imagine the wet T-shirts that could be on that Jungle Cruise? They just did a water ride. Hey, let's go on the Jungle Cruise. You know, Joey Ryan had a line of like 35 people, and they're old people, and he just kicked them in the water. Get the fuck out of here. Hey, look, there's nobody online. Come here. Go on the Jungle Cruise. Free. You know? I don't know. So, what else do we have to talk about today? Oh, yes. Oh, how could I forget? Maximum Male Models. They finally revealed their first clients. Do not call him Mace, but it's Mace. And I will stay fighting that WWE changes that and start uses his name twice, almost like Kelly. I just picture Mace with a little bit of a, I got to be careful how they say this. I don't mean this, but more like in a model voice. Some people may say feminine voice. I am Mace. He's got to say it twice. He's not Mace. He's Mace. It just sounds better. But he is Mace, spelled Mace, but they use a what, phonetics or whatever. If you look at my Twitter, I changed mine for phonetics. Now everybody's like, what does that mean? And then Mansoor. Mansoor is into this fucking part. Oh my God, Mansoor was into this like you wouldn't believe. He is not Mansoor. He is Mansoor. I love it. I fucking love it. Because you knew what this was leading to. I mean, for about 2+ months, they've been talking about Maximum Male Models. They were going to come out looking like a male model. So next week, they're not beating up, I don't know, who's two substandard talents on the SmackDown roster? I can't think of anybody right now. I would have said Mansoor and somebody else. But they're not making their wrestling debut as a team next week. They're going to come out wearing tennis attire. Maximum Male Models. Mace Mansoor. I fucking love it. And I am pleasantly surprised. I'm pleasantly surprised at the reaction online. Some people that I expected them to crucify this said that they loved it. They loved it. What actually happened on SmackDown? Max Dupri was in the ring. He announced he was going to titillate our juices, everyone. He was going to titillate our juices. And Mace comes down wearing all black, shirt opened a little bit extra. He's doing his thing, looking at everybody. And here comes Mansoor. When they did the far shot with the camera, I could picture some people very, very angry at Mansoor. Not going to go any further than that, but if you could read between the lines, you saw some people making claims online that weren't true. I'll just say it. Some people of the Muslim faith felt that he was walking too feminine. Not kidding. Go look at it online. The reason why you don't see much of it is because those sites like WrestleCringe, they don't have the fucking balls to retweet just regular, casual Muslim people angry at Mansoor. If you bash AEW, oh yeah, they'll tweet you, they'll dox you, they'll just post everything that you say. But when it comes to real people that, hey, you know, I could get my fucking ass handed to me, oh, they stay clear away. But I fucking loved it. I wasn't going to curse on tonight's show. I thought the Joey Ryan thing without cursing would be as far as I would go, but I'm enjoying it. Now, we know what Mansoor could do in the ring. Now, because he will be a heel, he will be a lot slower. He will be a lot more methodical. Mace can do it. There's no question Mace could do it. It's just unfortunate that they put him in the Retribution storyline, and then after Retribution, they really didn't know what to do with this guy. I kind of feel bad for T-Bar. T-Bar is like, you know, can I change the first two letters of my name to M-A? Mabar? We got M-A-X, M-A-N-S-O-R, M-A-C-E. They should be rated M-A. I just realized it. All three of them have M-A in the beginning. It should be rated M-A. Max, Mansoor, Marseille. I like it. I like it. Let's see where it goes. It sure beats the vicious Viking Raiders. They actually called them vicious. Everybody who was in my watch party Friday was laughing. Like, they actually called them vicious. Now, I mean, they are, but it was kind of funny to see they're actually saying that out loud. Things Change says, thank you for the five spot. Marseille has been repackaged three times. Surprised he's not been released yet. Look, if Marseille was 6 inches shorter, he probably would have been a goner already. That man is gigantic, huge, agile, strong, actually can work in the ring. They just creatively, just think, his best work might be as a maximum male model. That should say it all when you think about it. I'm excited to see where it goes. Do I see tag team gold in the near future? No, of course not. But I also want to see Max back in the ring. I want LA Knight back in the ring. I mean, they've taken a little bit of a break, but, you know, remember we discussed it, the Piper comparisons. He will be back in the ring. I can't believe I'm still wearing his glasses. I did not want milk in my coffee. Is there something wrong? I'm going to up to everybody tomorrow on the side of their face, close enough that I could count how many blackheads are on my family's faces. I'm just going to go right to the side and I'm going to say, I would like mustard on my hot dog. I will. I'll do a selfie. I'll do at least once or twice with the selfie tomorrow. I want to see my family's reaction. The fuck are you doing? There's something wrong with you. You're getting married in 2 months and you're fucking acting like a child. I could picture my father already. Ah, okay. One more super chat, and then we'll go to the chat room, answer some questions, get into a couple other tidbits, call it a day, because we've already gone 35 minutes. Chris Kretcher, do fans realize that just because they didn't put over who fans wanted in the main event, Money in the Bank, doesn't mean they didn't do what fans always complain about, which is not elevating a new guy. This is why Vince ignores online fans. I don't think they ignore online fans, but they're not the majority, everybody. They're not. When you see the loud noise online, even if it gets 3,000 likes, trust me, when some people get 3,000 likes, not only is it pinned on their profile until Joe Biden is 116 years old, but there'll be their wallpaper, they'll make a shirt out of it, they'll have a big poster in the background. Oh my God, look, I got 3,000 likes. Now think about SmackDown doing 2 million people. 2 million people. Put it in perspective. You could write anything you want on social media, even if it gets 500 likes. And then you realize that even AEW, you bash AEW. Oh, 500 likes. Look, I'm popular. They got 1 million viewers. 500 likes to 1 million viewers. You realize the noise on social media is very, very, very tiny. That's why I watch people who try to be social media icons. And every tweet you could see, every tweet is designed to try to catch somebody's attention. It's not even clickbait. It's, you can't just express yourself. Hey, I like the main event. Now they got to write this extravagant thing and this and that. And then you realize that their response is not, is less than 1/1000th of 1%. So never feel that the noise on Twitter or Facebook, Instagram is not that bad. Never feel that that is the majority. And look, if you check out last night's Money in the Bank recap that I did, if I go like this, a link will pop up for those on YouTube. I told someone earlier today, outside of WrestleMania's, that's probably my favorite premium live event / pay-per-view recap I've done in a very, very long time. I got a couple of match predictions wrong, and I'm ecstatic behind it, because when you don't expect something and it happens, you know, that's awesome, because you don't want wrestling to be too predictable. And as far as theory, we talked about it yesterday. A majority of everybody who tuned in yesterday was fine with theory getting it. We just don't want him to be heavyweight champion anytime soon. That is way too soon. These things are a little bit of a stepping stone for theory. You know, 5 years from now, it'll be a whole different ball game for theory. Barring injury, barring screwing up, barring some creative disaster. I mean, look, people, especially the noise online, will criticize WWE and Bruce Pritchard and others every week. But when you look back at like 5 years, are there many, many gimmicks that have been absolute epic fails? You know, sometimes they, because, look, FTR was such a great example of it when they were at a revival. And I know I'm repeating something I've said so many times before, but when they were in WWE, I said, oh, WWE's going to do comedy with them. People are like, they're not comedy people. I said, yeah, I know. They are going to do comedy with them. I said that about the Grizzled Young Veterans. I said it about the Viking Raiders. I said it about quite a few teams. And that's the formula with WWE. You have to have a connection with the fans. That's the formula with WWE. That's it. You have to have a connection with the fans. Indifference gets you released. Unfortunately, it may not be your fault, but you look at some of the wrestlers that WWE has released over the last 2 years. You know, you look at the crowd reaction. Yeah, I know it's a little bit different with COVID because we had Thunderdome. But when you look online, there are metrics to see who is getting attention. They monitor YouTube views, which I think is kind of bullshit, because you can manipulate YouTube views. There's some people out there that get 50, 100,000 views on their YouTube, and people don't realize, you know, that those numbers are falsely inflated. But, you know, there is metrics. They spot, when we used to do the quarter hour ratings and show some teams that would go up and down, Breezango in NXT was a nightmare when they came back. Yeah, we talked about it. They were having 100-plus viewership drops. That's a release waiting to happen. Karrion Kross, yeah, WWE fucked up his character. But when he did come out there, social media was very indifferent. They would focus more on the fucking vest and the mask than, like, you know, this fucking guy's impressive. When Jeff Hardy beat Cross, oh, he's done. He's fried. Release him. It's fucking over. Keith Lee, oh, he's died. Vince, that's not what WWE wants to hear. They can sense it. Even Corbin, as much as most of us don't like Corbin, he gets a negative reaction from the fans. Fans want to see him get his ass kicked. There's a difference between someone being off TV and then somebody you want to see. I want to see Pat McAfee kick his ass. If you said to me right now, DT, you got a choice. McAfee versus Corbin at SummerSlam and McAfee kicks his ass, or no match at all, Corbin is not on the show. I'd rather see him get his ass kicked. So I'm fine with Theory winning this briefcase. I don't think he's going to successfully cash it in. In fact, you know, I thought about this last night afterwards. You know, the storyline with Sami Zayn and Roman Reigns is going to continue now. And Sami Zayn failed again to secure the briefcase. And that will continue on SmackDown. But I was also thinking that in storyline, if Theory comes out to confront Roman Reigns, I could cash in this baby anytime I want. I know WWE would not do it. Maybe they would, but I doubt it. But if I was Roman Reigns and Theory just said to my face, I could cash this on you whenever I want, I'd be like, Theory, Roman Reigns, is such a lopside, it wouldn't happen. And I don't think fans would get behind Theory. That's the thing that's most interesting about this. If you had a confrontation between Reigns and Theory, I don't think the fans would get behind Theory. So I don't see Theory cashing in the briefcase and successfully winning a championship. But this puts a little more cred in Theory. I have no problem with it whatsoever. You know, I'm an old enough wrestling fan to know that sometimes the wrestlers I like are not always going to win. And I might see them fight in a match and you may root for them and you don't get the outcome that you were hoping for. You know, that doesn't make me less of a wrestling fan and not want to watch. You know, these people online, oh, if Theory wins, we riot. No. It's if Theory wins, you know, you go bitch about something else. It's there is nothing. Now, back in the day with Cena in ECW One Night Stand, that's urine toxic. That's just nuclear atmosphere. Not too many wrestlers get in that nuclear area. I mean, that is just out there. I mean, that was just a very special set of circumstances. Man, RVD screwed himself, man. That you don't know how, being a hardcore ECW fan like me, you don't know how ridiculously angry we were. I think I was still doing my hotline at the time. We were about to convert from hotline to podcasting. I remember doing my hotline and myself, Matt Zombie, Brian Damage, I think I was doing it with the Minority Report too. I mean, we were just like, how do you fuck this up? He's got two championships and he fucks it up. Big Show got some serious nuclear heat at an ECW house show in the former ECW arena. I was there and they were wishing death on Big Show. And then towards the end, don't come back. Don't come back. If you want to look up a story and just chuckle a little bit, just go on Google and type in ECW house show results, ECW arena, Big Show. And just check out the recap. And just listen to the, even the people who recapped the show had so much disdain for the Big Show. They wish death on that guy. I mean, very rare that you get in that nuclear area. That's why I think if Randy Orton does turn on Riddle, which seems to be the most, I think we're overthinking this. just like the MJF stuff, people are now starting to overthink it because you have more time to think about it. He's been off TV for several weeks. So as each extra week goes by and there's nothing else to talk about specifically, unless people try to invent news, that's just not true. Notice how there's no updates with MJF amongst media at all. They can't figure out what the bullshit about. They can't figure out what the bullshit about. So they're saying nothing. But the fact is, you know, I mean, we're overthinking it. We're thinking, oh, this. We're thinking about Randy Orton, this, because the more time that you let it think, you think it's going to get more complicated and more complicated. I think you just got to keep it simple. And we talked about it yesterday. Randy Orton tells Riddle, look, we're not a team anymore. Move on. Stop doing things for me. Do things for yourself. You know, and I think Riddle, you know, might be extremely hurt over it. I don't think Riddle will turn. They could go that route, but Riddle is just so insanely over with the fans. I mean, yes, they were in Nevada yesterday. That's where Riddle is from. But Randy Orton, he loves being a fucking heel. He loves being a heel. You picture Randy Orton RKO and Riddle, and Riddle with that, like, abused puppy look on his face. Why, Randy? Why? And Randy just destroys Riddle. That will be nuclear heat from the fans. Chaos. Shout out to you, Austin, Soulfly, Kevin, James, everybody who's hanging out tonight. All right, enough of me rambling. Oh, one last thing. Two last things. Io Shirai offered a new WWE contract. She has declined as of this airing. She is homesick. She wants to go back to Japan. And I want people to understand this clearly. She's not making enough money where you're like, remember that cryptic video that we caught on about Sasha Banks about a year ago? We started noticing this. No one else did, but we started noticing it. She would hashtag Vince for no reason at all. And some of the hashtags, she'd have the emoji that she's laughing her ass off. And almost felt like Sasha is teasing Vince. And it almost like if you picture Vince, especially now with these accusations, I could picture Vince being like, yeah, shit on me more. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But she posted that cryptic video of the child bawling her eyes out, crying hysterically. I still have the video somewhere. I don't think I have it handy. It would be absolutely worth me reposting, but I don't think I have it handy. We may have to wait till tomorrow for me to repost it. I'm looking. I don't see it. But the father whips out his boatload of money, and the little girl, maybe like 4 years old, the little girl starts getting quiet. Next thing you know, she's laughing and giggling. So she's crying like a baby, show money, and she's happy. Now you realize, thank you, Austin. Now you realize that what the underlining meaning was. Now, unfortunately for Io Shirai, she could be crying her eyes off, crying her eyes out, and I just got lucky. Sometimes when you have a messy room, not Dave Meltzer territory, but when you have a messy room, you kind of like step in shit. You know, when Sasha Banks cries, wah, wah, here's a boatload of money. Ah. When Io Shirai cries, wee, wee. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, look. Yeah, look. Look, money. Money. U.S. currency. Money. Money. Io Shirai is like, fuck you. I'm going back to Japan. She'll make enough money. So she could like, hey, you know what? Like, it's not like where, all right, I got these AEW cards. Vince is like, what is it going to take, Io? And Io's like, well, you know, I miss my mom. You know, I miss my dad. I miss my aunts, my uncles, my dog. And the next thing you know, Vince is like giving her like, I'll just take it. No, she's going to be like, this is really reality. You know, what's it going to take, Io? Well, you know, I miss my mom. I miss my dad.
Yeah.
That's it. $2. 950,000 yen. Take it or leave it. So she's probably going to go back to Japan. The second thing is Jeff Hardy. I haven't gotten any update yet on the vehicle. I hope to have it this week. I told you. I could run the report like this, but I can't risk losing my career in the insurance industry as a result. I'm an insurance broker, not a news reporter. So I can't do, trust me, I've been tempted. I was trying to find my old partner's account. He's now deceased. And I was like, oh, if it's active, I'll just order under his account. Let's see if they'll dig him up and say, why did you order this report on Jeff Hardy? But no, I'm not going to risk myself getting in trouble. But here's the thing. Jeff Hardy this past week, pled not guilty to the DUI charges. Not guilty. Now, he's going to be officially arraigned, I believe, this week. That's why once this arraignment happens, we should have more details. But a lot of you immediately emailed me and said, ADT, why is Jeff Hardy pleading not guilty? He blew a .291, a .294, 3.5 times the legal limit. There's video of it. There's video of him not complying with police. They show him swear. How is he pleading not guilty? There is beyond a reasonable doubt. The reason why he's pleading not guilty is so they could set up a trial, and hopefully in the process, Jeff Hardy's attorney could work out a deal with the Florida District Attorney. That is 1,000% accurate. If Jeff Hardy pleads guilty, it's over. Or as Matt Hardy would say, over! That's it, over! So Jeff Hardy has to plead not guilty. So they set up a trial. Now, yeah, let's put Jeff Hardy's fandomhood for Jeff Hardy aside for a minute. This is why shit's expensive also. You know, it's not just economy. It's not just the war. It's not just inflation. There's a lot of other reasons. There's fraud in insurance. So you pay more because there's a lot of fraud in insurance. The mafia. Hey, you buy meat from my company. Hey, my cousin Sal, he's got this meat company. You buy your pork rissoles from Sal. You pay $3.19 a pound, but I only pay $2.69 now. Well, now you're paying $3.19. Well, now, guess what? Your customers come in, you bring them home, they fucking raise their price $1 a pound. Jeff Hardy pleading not guilty causes more expense because now Florida, the state of Florida, has to build a case against Jeff Hardy. And they have to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. So even though all the facts are there, they can't just say to the jurors or the judge, oh, just go to TMZ, look at the footage. Go check it out. Go to Fightful. They covered it well. They did a great job. Go check out Fightful. No, now you have tens of thousands of dollars being wasted because Jeff was wasted and says, I plead not guilty, sir, Your Honor. So, yeah. Oh, Benjamin, you're right. He could change his plea later on. That's negotiated. That's the art of the deal. So if Jeff Hardy pleads guilty now, it's over. It's over. Now they just figure out what the penalty is. But by him pleading not guilty, now the trial may not be until November. Not kidding. Go back and look a couple of years ago. It took quite some time for his situation in North Carolina where he was required to have the alcohol ignition cutoff. Especially during COVID, so many backed up cases. This could go into 2023. So as all this time is going on, you don't have the DA saying, no, we're not going to do nothing. We'll eventually work out a deal. No, now they're doing all this unnecessary work that costs money because Jeff Hardy wants a deal. And they probably will strike a deal. They probably will strike a deal. Jeff Hardy, even though he has to take responsibility for his actions, he doesn't want to not be able to get a license for 10 years. He doesn't want to risk because his third offense in 10 years, which is very, it's a felony. It's a felony. Think he wants that? It's going to be hard for him to plead that down. There's not going to be any equipment bullshit that could get it thrown out. So he's doing this to buy time and hopefully work out a deal. That's why Jeff Hardy is pleading not guilty. So, you know, look, if I was in Jeff Hardy's position, honestly, all jokes aside, I would do the same thing. I just like Tammy, you know, look, you know, for some reason, whenever I just, it's weird with Tammy because unless, you know, like if I just tell you like what's going on and what the plan is and what she's trying to do, if I say all that and I don't include that fucking cunt slut, that fucking piece of shit dirtbag, that fucking alcoholic wino goddamn piece of shit motherfucker should rot in hell. Go fuck yourself, this and that. You deserve it. Let somebody run you over. And you know, unless you include all of that. He's defending Tammy. I've said countless times she should do probably 10 to 15 years in jail. I try to give you information. I try to leave out the, you know, emotional side of it. So, it's weird. It's even Joey Ryan. You know, we were talking about that before. You know, if this was 15 years ago, you know, would there be the outrage like it was? I don't know. I don't know. But, all right. Now I think we can go to questions. We're at 56 minutes. I think we'll probably go another 15 to 20. Keep it nice and tight. Joey, if you're listening, we're not talking about that. We'll keep the show nice and tight. And, yeah, I look, unless some major bonding happens tomorrow, I'm coming home early. And I will be doing a show tomorrow night. I have played hooky, did not do a thumbnail or anything for the show yet, so I got to probably do some work tonight. But I got to go to the parents' house later on tonight. I'm going there. I'm staying there overnight. All right. For everybody in the chat. Oh, okay. I see one. Hold your question yet. We got two, actually. First, R. Kelly. R. Kelly. 30 years. R. Kelly. Oh, rotten jail. Rotten jail. That guy had so much sex with underage people, it became normal. Became fine. That because they wanted it, you know, their mind said no, but their body said yes. You know, he thinks that he didn't do anything wrong. That guy deserves no employment anywhere else. I wouldn't even give him a job inside the jail. That guy is going to be fucked. Seriously. I mean, some people think that he's going to go into the prison now and he's going to be like in the yard and everybody's going to be like, you know, like, sing for me. You know, like they like he's going to play concert and everybody's going to give him like extra cigarettes and maybe like their soda, their drink with their food. No, when they realize the amount of pedophilia that was involved here, you know, they're going to be like the scene from Goodfellas. Dance, spider. Don't sing for me. Dance. And they're going to, he's fucked. Don't be surprised if you hear like what happened to Jared. Remember Jared from Subway? He got his ass kicked in jail. Pedophilia, you know, he's done. R. Kelly is done. Done with a capital D. You ever see that guy? I don't remember. It's just a regular guy that it's one of these YouTube videos that he was found guilty. And when he was at his sentencing, he started singing to the judge, thinking that he was going to woo the judge over. You got go, just go on YouTube later and just type in defendant sings to judge. Your Honor, I am very sorry for what I did. I did not know that it was wrong, but I do now, and I am sorry, so sorry. Fuck you. James Edward, how do I feel about WWE calling John Cena the greatest of all time? Do I agree? If so, why? If not, who do I think is the greatest of all time? I have been asked this so many times in my life. It is so goddamn aggravating, but you gave me five of these. It's not aggravating. No, I'm only kidding. I've been asked this many times in my life, and you might call this a cop-out, but I really mean this. I go by different eras. You go back to the Stone Age, and you hear about, you know, the wrestlers from yesteryear that we never ever saw, Luthez and others, and you'll see wrestlers of today, they will say Luthez, Killer Kowalski, Bruno Sammartino, they are the greatest of all time. But a lot of people also think, like in Major League Baseball, that, you know, if Babe Ruth was facing major league pitchers today, Babe Ruth would strike out more than fucking, who's that baseball player on the Yankees? I almost said Joey Ryan, Joey something, Joey Gallo. You know, so the thing is, I can't compare wrestlers from the early 1900s to the 60s. And I can't compare wrestlers from the 70s to the 90s because back then you could win on a dropkick. You could win on bullshit stuff. Some of the promos were how it was handled was different too. So as far as this generation, I would say John Cena is the overall entertainer. Ticket sales, merchandise, beloved, fans, you know, the how much success he's got to be in top five. I mean, if you go back to the Attitude Era, if you want to go 90s to 2010, you know, people would argue Austin, people would argue Rock. You know, if you go back 80s, people would say Hogan. Some people would say Flair. So it's really, really difficult. But WWE, they do this every year. Greatest WrestleMania in history. Greatest WrestleMania match in history. Biggest Royal Rumble in history. Biggest match in history. You know, Reigns and Lesnar. How many times did they call that the biggest match in WrestleMania history? WWE history. I don't put it, compare it to Hogan Andre. Hogan Andre, to me, is still 10 times more important than Brock Reigns was. So I can't say of all time. Every era is a little bit different. But for this generation, John Cena could arguably be near number one. There are other wrestlers who wrestle 10 times better. There are other wrestlers who, you know, might do even better on the mic. But when you look at the overall package, you know, a lot of people in the industry also say it. You know, the wrestlers that work their ass off and go for five-star matches, they find that sacrilegious, and that's their right. But as far as the... Look, I would put Randy Orton in the top five, but I would put Cena above Randy Orton. Randy Orton... Look, if John Cena is Babe Ruth, Randy Orton is Lou Gehrig. I know it's a bad analogy, but that's how I look at it. Randy Orton is right there, but Randy Orton... few steps down in the headlining department. And Randy Orton, look, let's also be honest. Randy Orton sometimes with his mic work, especially back in the day, it wasn't all that spectacular. I still think about his Atlantic City or Las Vegas one-liners that they fed to him that was failed miserably. Orton is, I put Orton in top five. But Cena's got to be right up there. So... All right. How am I doing with the DDP yoga? I've been doing it slow because the weird thing is that the pain that I had here is now starting to travel here. But I will say I have not had an incident of my fucking liver popping out in about 3 days. I mean, I've been wearing braces more, so, you know, I think just my posture is getting better. But it's going to be a long process. So far, you know, I'm sore. Don't get me wrong. But do I think it's worth doing? Sure. Even if this doesn't help. Do I think SummerSlam will ever go two nights like WrestleMania? Michael Gonzalez asked that. It's possible. It's possible. I say no right now. There's a lot of logistics involved. It is very, very expensive. Not only that, you don't want to, see, I don't want to, look, let's be honest. Let's be honest. Even for the AEW haters out there, I think you'll agree with this. If AEW put a pay-per-view on every other month or even every single month and drop their price just a little bit, I guarantee you a boatload of people would order every pay-per-view. I do not believe that AEW would lose money if they had a pay-per-view every month. I don't think they would lose money. I mean, Forbidden Door, you know, and I will say this about Forbidden Door. When people are touting 5 million in pay-per-view buys, understand that there's a bunch of New Japan management and wrestlers going, where's my take? Where's my cut? I don't work for free. You know, so the more people that are on the card, the more people you have to feed. And when you realize that people had to fly in and they're over from overseas and New Japan, you know, they got to get paid also. You think they were doing this just, you know, for the exposure? No. But, you know, WWE would make crazy money if SummerSlam was 2 days. The thing is, though, is what do you set up for 2 days? You know, WrestleMania, there's so many WrestleMania-themed things going on that has been carried down year after year after year. SummerSlam, you don't really relive a lot of SummerSlam memories. For me, the old-school SummerSlam memory that still sticks out is when Miss Elizabeth wore a yellow teeny-weeny itty-bitty bikini. And I was in the Navy when that happened. I couldn't even see it live. I had chicken pox. I was laying on a bed with chicken pox, sucking on ice pops, Joey Ryan style. And I hear the Navy guys in the other room. And they're like, oh, look at Miss Elizabeth. Oh, ooh. I'm like, oh, fuck. Can I see? No. So they could go 2 days, but I don't see it. Never say never, but I don't see it. Eric Williams. Do I think last night at UFC, Vince and Tony Khan ran into each other? And what would that convo be like? Would they hug? I don't believe they ran into each other. If they bumped into each other, somebody would have been there with a phone, snapping something somewhere. I do believe that there has been some convo through probably other people within the company. You know, you look at the tribute videos that were done for John Cena. You know, that was asked for John Cena. And, you know, you think of Tony Khan and his Ring of Honor, New Japan, ECW fandomhood, you would think John Cena is enemy number one. Oh, no fucking way is anybody on my roster going to do. No, Tony Khan, out of respect, you know, to what John Cena has done, allowed some of the wrestlers to pay tribute, which was pretty cool. So I do believe there's been some communication here and there, no question, but I don't believe they bumped into each other yesterday. I think by now TMZ at minimum would have covered it. So who do I think will dethrone Roman Reigns? Psycho 187 is asking. Now, I think Drew McIntyre is going to win one of those belts. The problem is every time they bring up Roman's reign, no pun intended, or the title, they keep calling it WWE Unified Heavyweight Champion. But he's coming out with two belts. Yes, I know even with boxing, they have a unified champion, but there's got to be a storyline somewhere. And I think the only way this happens is Adam Pearce is going to come out, and Roman, you have to defend that title against that wrestler and that title against that wrestler, or he has two titles on the line, and maybe there's a three-way, a four-way, who knows? I personally think Roman Reigns has got to be in a fatal five-way or a fatal four-way before those titles get dropped. They have enough people right now, even with Cody on the shelf, that they could do a fatal four-way. So I say if they do a storyline where Roman has to defend both titles, not winner takes all. Drew McIntyre, I think, may be the first one. I think he may be the first one. I know everybody believes Cody is in line when he returns. And don't forget what I told you last month. Cody Rhodes will be back in time for WrestleMania, unless there's some major complications. The nine-month thing is just so people don't think about WrestleMania. I think Cody will be back by the Royal Rumble. Almost bet on it. He will be back by the Royal Rumble. And if he does, I right now think he wins the Royal Rumble. Greg says that there were two separate UFC events. They weren't in the same building. Okay, good. So that explains it too. Doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, that people afterwards, you know, they went to a party or a get-together or something like that. You know, they could have always still met up. But good. Good looking on that. So, yeah, they were two different events, so they wouldn't have met unless maybe there was an after-hours thing. But even with that, I think, you know, somebody would have covered it on TMZ by now. Yeah, Cody Royal Rumble. I mean, I didn't do a whole lot of research on it, but I researched. Look, you all may remember. I showed you the picture two, three weeks ago of when I tore mine. And there was a big, giant bruise over here. I tore my tricep. And it wasn't anywhere as serious as that. But, you know, I had a pretty good idea as far as what's involved to attach, you know, a muscle like that back to the bone. You know, Cody, in my opinion, will never be 100% ever again, because you reattach. It doesn't, like, after 9 months, 6 months, whatever it is, it doesn't, like, there is no sci-fi thing where it just goes back to the way it was. You know, if it's attached, it's attached, you know, with outside, you know, elements in your body. And, you know, me, I have sutures or staple, whatever they use to reattach it. My strength is pretty good, but it'll never be exactly like it was before. Once it tears off, it's just like anything you break. You could crazy glue it, and you might think, ah, this is stronger than ever. It's never the same once you get that break. So, but Cody will be strong enough that his career will be fine. Okay. Rams fan adds to it. The other event was from April, not last night with JR and TK. UFC never has two events on one night. Okay, so he adds even more. So the photo floating around of... I didn't talk about the photo of TK and JR. Are you talking about the one where JR has the AEW patch and has an NFL logo on the jacket? Like, I love JR too much that I wouldn't even bring it up. But I never brought up that photo here. But okay, so maybe Tony Khan and Jim Ross weren't even at UFC yesterday. So we went from them possibly bumping into each other to being at separate events too, that there was only one event and TK wasn't even there. Soon, TK doesn't even run AEW. I was in boot camp for the Navy. I got out on an honorable discharge. Should have never been put in the first place. I was too overweight. Right before I got, you know, allowed to go home, I caught chicken pox and I had to stay there for like 3 extra weeks. SummerSlam 88. I was in a hospital bed sucking on ice pops. Couldn't have anything else. And that's my SummerSlam 88 memory. All right. Oh, yes, Rocky Red. Happy belated Bobby Bonilla Day. Thoughts on the whole situation? I've said this since day one. Good for Bobby Bonilla. If you could make that money legally, go for it, man. I say that about any of you. I say that about my detractors. If you could get that coin and you work for it, good for you. I always liked Bobby Bonilla. I loved him when he was on the Pirates. You know, he was okay on them. I still have my Bobby Bonilla batting jersey. I'm not going to get up and take it out now, but I'll show you tomorrow. I still have my Bobby Bonilla game-worn batting jersey. It's one of the ones I decided to keep only because I was, you know, it fit. a lot of jerseys that I had over the years, the game worn, they were too small. I would put it on, and it's like, you're going to rip it. But good. If he got that money, good for him. All right. Let's start bringing this home, because we do have tomorrow night. Raw will be going down. Let's talk a couple of moments about this guy. Rey Mysterio's younger brother. I mean, this is the thumbnail for tonight's show. So for all my friends in the watch party, I think I did a pretty damn good job with the Photoshop. Right down the Photoshopping, the hair, all his curly locks that were hanging out the sides. Logan Paul signs a multi-year deal with WWE. And my honest opinion on it is this. Some of this you already know, some you don't. That guy did good enough at WrestleMania that I don't mind seeing him again. Just like Bad Bunny, just like anyone else. The guy has tens of millions of followers on social media. That guy, and I mentioned this briefly yesterday, we talked about celebrity boxing last night. You take any of your most favorite actors, musicians, and you find out that they're going to be in a celebrity boxing match, there is a good possibility you might tune into that celebrity boxing event just to see your favorite out of their element beating the shit out of somebody, possibly winning. So he is going to bring in people just out of the curiosity factor and the support for Logan Paul. They're going to tune in just to see, why is Logan Paul doing this? I mean, they know what wrestling is, but Logan Paul signing is a big deal. WWE paid him a lot of money. We don't know how much it is. And if you notice, no one else has brought a dollar figure out there. But it is millions per year. In fact, Sausage, I guarantee you, in the very near future, you're going to hear some Matarazzo say, our sources tell us that some wrestlers within WWE are very upset at the amount of money that a social media, you know, personality is getting paid by WWE. You know, you're going to see that climate start coming out, that wrestlers in WWE are going to be jealous of Logan Paul because of the amount of money he's being paid. He might be paid $5 million a year. Look at the return on that investment. Not only is he, 27 years old, around that? The guy is a legit wrestling fan. He is very, very dedicated at what he does. And the guy has got a just insane followership. There's nothing about that deal that I dislike. Do I want to see him get the heavyweight title? No. But I like it. And anybody online, you know, I'm talking about media. I'm not talking about casual fans. You have your right to express any way you want. But anyone in media that is really going out of the way and bash this, they're just angry that WWE is going to get more exposure. They're not hoping that Logan Paul kills it, nails it. They're not wanting, you know, to see this guy actually develop maybe into a pretty damn good wrestler. They just want to shit on it because they know WWE doesn't normally make big investments that fail. You know, the XFL is a very long time ago. You know, Ico Pro is a very long time ago. The World Bodybuilding Federation was a very long time ago. They inked the deal with Bad Bunny, and look what happened. They inked the deal last year with Logan Paul. This year, early, look what happened. So now Logan Paul signs a multi-year deal with WWE. And The Miz is going to make Logan Paul look that much better. I can't crap on it. Since the 80s, WWE, then WWF, was sports entertainment. It has always had a celebrity aspect to it. It is accepted in the Hollywood realms. You know, it is entertainment. And they're always going to look for that one, two, or three personalities outside of wrestling that are physically able, that can communicate, that have that special connection, that special thing about them, and they're going to try to swoo them in. It should not be a surprise. There's going to be others. WWE will sign other sports athletes. That football player that just retired, I always forget his name. Someone in the chat room will bring it up. The former New England Patriots guy. If he stays retired, would not be surprised if WWE inks a deal with him and that guy starts wrestling on a more... Gronkowski. Thank you, Michael. I wouldn't be surprised if Gronk signs. I wouldn't be surprised if some famous actor signs. You got that UFC, the MMA, you know, she's still pretty much a rookie, but was it Valerie Lareda? You know, a lot of people think that she's, you know, Shayna Baszler with, you know, I hate saying it like this, but a lot of people saying she's like Shayna Baszler with more attractive looks. I find that disrespectful. I think Shayna Baszler, you know, she's not my cup of tea. She looks like she could beat the shit out of me. You're out of my league right there. You either have to be this tall or your arms have to be smaller than my index finger. Is that the index finger? So thank you for the kind words. Scott Shut Hats. Thank you. WWE is going to sign more people outside of wrestling. Get used to it. You know, I'm surprised they did not sign Shaq many, many years ago. It's just Shaq did not want to commit to being a, you know, semi-regular wrestler. I'm not saying to wrestle every month, but it was just one and done. There's a lot of people that, like, nah, I'm not going through the rigors of that. Logan Paul's like, yeah, bring it. So, oh, and Shaq was at UFC yesterday. Shaq is everywhere, man. Shaq is everywhere. James Edward with the 5 spot. Happy 4th to you. Can you picture Logan Paul as a babyface or a heel? Also, do I think he will wrestle often or be an attraction like Gronk was doing? Logan Paul will not... I think Logan Paul will wrestle on Raw. I think he's a Raw guy. They have not assigned him to a brand, but I'm assuming he's a Raw guy. He will wrestle on TV once in a blue moon. I think that is definite. I think because of the size of the deal and how long the deal is, this is Logan Paul's immediate future. Now, Logan Paul's going to still do things outside of wrestling. You know, I don't want to compare it to Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee is only going to have been wrestling twice in 2022. But Logan Paul, you will see him at Mania. You will see him at SummerSlam. I don't know about Saudi Arabia, but you will see him a couple of times this year, and I expect him to be on TV. I think he will do more than Gronk. Absolutely will do more than Gronk. Gronk was more of just a celebrity, you know, just doing a little bit. You know, this is going to be much different. And I think Logan Paul, he will start as a babyface. He will start as a babyface because he is fighting The Miz tomorrow night. And look, remember what I said last Monday when people thought I was off when I said that, you know, The Miz in his head thinks that everything is cool with Logan Paul. But I said that last week before Logan Paul even signed this deal. Miz is going to answer Logan Paul tomorrow. He's going to accept the challenge for SummerSlam. And Miz is going to be a hardcore heel going into this. Logan Paul will go into SummerSlam as a babyface, but Logan Paul eventually has to be a heel. Logan Paul just gives off those heel vibes. You just look at him, there's something about him, you just want to slap him in the head. And I don't mean that personally. I'm nothing against Logan Paul. Logan Paul eventually will be a heel. He will be a heel. But it'll be interesting if he becomes a heel, how the interaction with Miz would happen later on, because you know there'll be a Miz TV with Logan Paul as the guest. So, shout out to Chris. Is everybody complimenting me just so I could shout him out? I'm just kidding. All right. We're going to wrap this up in 3 minutes. I will be back tomorrow night. Now I got to figure out what the hell do I do as a thumbnail tomorrow. You know, when I put myself, because I have a logo for the Don Tony Show. It's pretty nice. I put that up there and people don't seem to like it as the thumbnail for the show. Why are you going to make it about you? I got to make something for tonight, but I'm going to the parents' house tonight. At like, we were supposed to go at 10, but it looks like it's going to be like 11, 1130. So, I don't know what you mean, Charlie, when you say, why pick Ray than anybody different? Ray who? Ray who? Ray Lewis? Put Austin Theory on it? Okay. I could put Theory on it. Sure. All right. I got to really find a good selfie one with Theory. Maybe I'll, you know what I'll do? This is what I'll do. I'm going to try, because that's when I did this thumbnail, we were talking in the watch party, and I just thought about Logan Paul when he wore the Ray mask. And I'm like, I don't want to just put WWE sign Logan Paul. So I did that. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to find a selfie with Theory, and we're going to see the camera, but on the opposite side of the camera, it's going to be him holding the WWE championship. I don't know if I could pull it off. I got to look and see what's available online. I could definitely Photoshop the title on him, but I'm going to look for a selfie. Or maybe I could somehow superimpose him like standing above Roman Reigns or something like that. We know it's not happening, but, you know, it'll be eye-catchy. So I know it is the Don Tony Show. By the way, you know, I wanted to mention this. I don't know what it entails. But you know me, I am very transparent on these shows. A lot of you know that I am now inked with Pro Wrestling TV. All my content as of June 8th is on Pro Wrestling TV. And we're approaching the first month. It's amazing that I've done 19 shows since June 8th. It's a lot. Anyway, long story short. I don't want to say too much, but I got an email from somebody who hired me to be on Pro Wrestling TV. And he says to me, he goes, are you busy Wednesday? This Wednesday coming up. And I'm like, no. I mean, I could make time. I go home for lunch, whatever it is. I'm like, why? What's up? He's like, I want to set up a conference call with you and the president of Pro Wrestling TV. And this guy is a pretty big wig, you know? So now I'm a little bit thinking to myself, I'll say, okay, this could go in one or two directions. If you notice over the last month, I've been a little bit more vulgar. I've been a little bit more direct. Some people say it's kind of old school Don Tony back a little bit. I've just been a little bit more relaxed. More of the I don't give a fuck attitude anymore. Like, I don't give a shit anymore. Let's just have fun, and that's all that matters. But so I'm having a one-on-one with the president of Pro Wrestling TV this Wednesday. So you know me, I need to know details. So I said to the gentleman that I talked to, I don't want to say his name, and I said, is there anything I should be prepared for? Because I'm thinking either they may say to me, you got to tone this shit down a little bit. You go on that channel, you know what my shows are rated? TVMA. Am I that bad that I'm TVMA? Some people love that. You see TVMA, like, oh, good, dirt. But it could go one of two ways. Either I'm doing a crappy job, or maybe I'm doing a pretty good job. So I asked and I said, should I be prepared for anything? And the only thing I do want to tell you right now is they want to offer me something additional to what I'm doing now. So what that is, I have no idea. But for everyone that supports what I do and know that, you know, I'm doing this for the bigger picture and for all of you out there and myself, obviously, I got a wedding to pay for. But something's going down Wednesday. I don't know what it is. But let's see what this gentleman has to say. Let's see if he makes an offer I can't refuse. And I don't just take anything. But, you know, I've had a ball doing the stuff over there. I mean, Blue Wire has been spectacular, too. Blue Wire is, you know, the audio side for everyone that just accesses audio, which is about 85% of our audience. But the video side, it's been pretty fun over there. So Wednesday, something's going down. What it is, I have no idea. So, all right. Yeah, I know. When you work weekend, you're supposed to get time and a half, double time. I know, right? Well, listen, everyone, it's been real. Much love. I thank you for just a fun night tonight. You know, no joke. And nights like this, I appreciate more. You know why? I'm not kidding. You could zoom in. You could see. There's nothing there you can't see. I added R. Kelly because I got to add him to this. This was a list, contents of what topics I wanted to talk about tonight. I didn't prepare anything else, you know. So the fact that we could get into all these topics without having to read a whole bunch of shit as well, it makes the show so much easier. So much easier. It's almost like turn it on, hit record, go live, go offline. It's not as easy as that, but I'll take it. Bash works Saturdays. He doesn't get time and a half. You should ask for it. Well, I don't want to say that because, you know, I don't know what you do. I don't know where you work. I don't know what, you know, I don't know how long you've been there. You know, sometimes people will say to you, oh, you got to go for everything. You got to take what's yours. You got to demand this. You got to demand that. And then you do it. Then what happens? I got fired. I got released. They said I was too demanding. So everyone have a good 4th of July. Be well. Stay safe. Don't hold any M80s in your hands. And if you're around tomorrow night, join me for a Raw recap. And believe me, after the last couple of days with Money in the Bank, with tonight, with Forbidden Door, and now the push to SummerSlam, 3 weeks away, I expect tomorrow night, Monday night, to be a very easygoing show. So be prepared for it. So everyone, have a good night. Happy 4th. I'll see you soon.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a podcaster. For me to live any other way was nuts. To me, those goody good people who work shitty jobs for bum paychecks and took the subway to work every day and worried about their bills were dead. I mean, they were suckers. They had no balls. If I wanted something, I just took it. I ran everything. I paid the bills. I paid the hosts. I even paid the masked maniac. Everybody had their hands out. Everything was for the taking. We always called each other good fellas. You would always hear from somebody. You're gonna like Don Tony. He's all right. He's a good fella. He's one of us. But if you're part of my crew, nobody ever tells you they're gonna get rid of you. It doesn't happen that way. There weren't any arguments or curses like in the movies. See, your haters come with smiles. They come as your friends, the people who claim they care the most for your life.
Hold up. Tell me this woman on the left doesn't look like Tammy. Just without the alcohol. That's Tammy on the left. Oh my God, it's Tammy Sitch. She's on the jungle ride. Didn't Tammy have relations with Joey Ryan? That's Tammy. Holy shit, that's Tammy. Oh my God, look. I'm not kidding. Look, that's Tammy.
And now that's all over. And that's the best part. Today, everything is different. There's lots of action. I don't have to wait around for everything like everyone else. Oh, I didn't get the vaccine? Fuck you, vaccine me. Oh, your delivery guy has COVID? Fuck you, feed me. Right after I moved here, I ordered egg noodles and ketchup, and I got spaghetti with meat sauce. I'm no longer an average nobody, while they get to live the rest of their lives like a bunch of schnooks.